Thomas Dumm is concerned about Americans. After losing both his wife and mother, Dumm decided to deal with his grief by taking an in-depth look at modern loneliness in our culture. And what he found was worrying. He writes about his discoveries in the book Loneliness as a Way of Life. Dumm says in America's consumer society of Netflix and online shopping, there are more and more ways in which we can avoid human contact entirely. Something Dumm argues leaves us vulnerable to totalitarian ideas. He told Anne Strangechamps why a lonely society can be a dangerous one.
I was losing my wife to cancer, and my mother was dying. These things were happening coincidentally to the side, and I put my work on hold for a couple of years while working through these difficult life experiences. And when I came back to do my work, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to do it unless I confronted my own experiences in terms of grief and in terms of a series of other personal experiences as well. So it sort of transformed the character of the work. And what happened is I sent in this big baggy manuscript to my editor at Harvard, a man named Lindsay Waters, and he insisted after reading it that I reconfigure the entire text because I was in between. And what he suggested is that I rewrite the whole thing, only speak in my own voice instead of hiding behind my footnotes, as he put it.
I suppose kind of forced you, rather than trying to run away from the experience of grief and loneliness, forced you to really kind of go deeper into it.
Yeah, that's sort of what happened. Yes, yes. It also presented me with an opportunity, is the way I tried to think about it, a way of sharing with others what was going on. And I've actually found that since the publication of the book, fellow citizens of Amherst come walking up to me in the street to talk to me about losses they've experienced and also how they continue to feel it. So in a certain way, it became a book not simply about loneliness, but also about grieving. But in a particular way, it turned out that grieving is a form of loneliness. So it ended up being more complicated and convoluted process than I thought it would be.
Well, grief and the experience of mourning someone very close to you that's an experience all of us encounter during our lives. Not many of us, though, come to it with as informed a perspective as yours. You know, you've read so widely, both in literature and in political science and philosophy, about the experience of grief and loneliness. I want to get at some of what conclusions you came to, what you found in your reading that was especially valuable. First of all, what do you think the experience of loneliness is at heart?
At heart, it's an experience of the world disappearing in front of you in a particular way. You start losing a sense of others, and as a consequence, you start losing a sense of yourself. This is what philosophers will call the experience of isolation and desolation, as opposed to the experience of solitude, in which one carefully and deliberately withdraws from the world so as to engage in an inner dialogue with oneself. So loneliness is something that is usually forced upon us, the sense of being, as the etymology of the word suggests, being all and one together, and yet looking around and discovering that by being all and one together, there's no one else there.
So it's fundamentally an experience of alienation, whereas solitude is an experience of being alone and yet being very fulfilled, very enriched. Loneliness is somehow something has broken.
Something has broken. Your contact with the world has broken. And that's why one of the things that brought me to this was the understanding of a particular kind of culture where those broken connections are somehow intrinsic to the culture and the experience of people living in that culture, which led me to think most carefully about the United States and our experiences in this country having to do with ways in which we have broken with each other.
Do you think we have become a lonely culture?
Oh, very much so, yes. And in fact, that's what we fight against all the time in terms of our better instincts. The thinkers who I admire most in the American tradition are those who have tried to cultivate a sense of solitude in the face of what is often a deep and almost inescapable sense of loneliness.
I guess you're partly getting at that, you know, sort of anomalous condition that you're getting at that feeling of being lonely in a crowd, lonely in the midst of other people.
That's right. I mean, in fact, that's the famous title of David Riesman's landmark work in sociology, The Lonely Crowd, that Bob Dylan later used to such great effect in one of his songs, Yonder Stands a Man in This Lonely Crowd. So, yeah.
Is that become especially endemic in America today, do you think?
It's endemic for all mass societies, but it's particularly exacerbated in a consumer society such as ours, in which there are so many ways in which we can avoid each other. And it presents political dangers as well. I begin the book after the prologue by trying to explain why loneliness can be so politically salient and in many ways dangerous, particularly in modern societies, by addressing the work of Hannah Arendt, who basically claimed that a totalitarian possibility lies within mass loneliness, especially when it becomes organized, so that people are discouraged from having contact with each other horizontally and become more encouraged to look upward and downward in a more hierarchical way.
So Arendt's idea was that a culture in which a great many people are lonely is a kind of precondition or can even foster totalitarianism?
That's what she argued in the conclusion of her first major work, The Origins of Totalitarianism.
Well, it's interesting because one of the examples you give of how that has played out in very recent years was what happened after the terrible tragedy of 9/11 and how the Bush administration, you know, and our country was immediately drawn into a violent act of war and a violent response. Was that a more totalitarian path, would you? I mean, are you suggesting that in the grief following 9/11, the country was filled with people who felt a terrible kind of loneliness, and that rather than coming together, somehow we fell into a more totalitarian response?
In another essay that's not in the book, I was asked to respond to Bush's reelection. I suggested that we might be in the vestibule of totalitarianism. It's a very dangerous passage our country has just gone through. We've accepted certain measures and certain impingements upon our freedom to associate with each other, all in the name of security and protecting ourselves, which is another thing that loneliness encourages, a pulling away, a pulling in, a fear of that outside world because everything has been disappearing from it. I think what happened after 9/11 was a period of what Judith Butler, a philosopher, calls arrested grief. We did not tarry with our sorrow, but we, in the words of William Sapphire, we became resolute. We decided to become militant. And as a consequence, that grief became an anger and became a lashing out. And as a consequence, we went through what will probably be historically recorded as one of our more shameful periods in our history.
Thomas Dumm teaches political science at Amherst College. He's the author of Loneliness as a Way of Life. He spoke with Anstrain Champs.